His holiness. Beautiful for situation. Woo! Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Lord, I praise you and thank you for Pastor and Sister Helton and all the souls in the pews tonight, God. Thank you for the Linwood Faith Tabernacle. Oh, God, give us the words to say, the Holy Ghost anointing to say it with, have thy way in the name of Jesus. And the church said,
amen.
And from the beginning, I don't know what it looked like. There was just nothing there. And out of nothing, Jesus, he's beautiful for situation. Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus stepped out and he said, let there be light. There was light. What a beautiful voice. Amen. Jesus has a voice that is so beautiful, Brother Austin. All he has to do is say, let there be light, Brother Helton, and there is light. Woo! Out of nothing, he not only formed the earth, but then he took the dust that he had already formed. He took the dust of the ground and made man and woman. My, what beautiful hands of Jesus, that he can form and make things out of nothing, out of little. He has made everything. Thank God. He is beautiful for situation. You know that many years later, man had sinned, disappointed God so greatly, and Jesus was willing to put on a robe of flesh and come and walk upon this earth and be that ultimate supreme sacrifice for the foolishness, for the sin, for all the transgressions of mankind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know just what he looked like laying there in that manger of the barn that day when the wise men came and peered over, when those shepherds came and looked. But oh, I want you to know he was beautiful for situation. Amen? Now the prophet in Isaiah taught us that whenever he put on this robe of flesh, there would be no beauty to be desired. That is speaking from the carnal eye. Oh, help me preach right here now. Oh, Brother Sean, that is looking at Jesus in the flesh, from the flesh. There wasn't a whole lot of beauty there that he would be desired. Amen? Oh, but let me tell you, if you know, Brother Helton, if you look at the Pentecostal Trinity Holiness Church of the year of 2007, it's not a real beautiful scene. Why, there's not a whole lot of us. Amen? We've just got a few churches scattered here and there with small congregations. But oh, let me tell you, I don't want to look at Jesus through the carnal eyes. Amen? Oh, I want to get a glance of Jesus with spiritual eyes of my heart. Amen? And see that he is beautiful for situation! Though to look at him in the flesh, he might not have been too beautiful to look at. But oh, when he was just 12 years old and he began to talk to those educated leaders there. Oh, when Joseph and Mary came back and found him there talking and teaching and explaining with such wisdom and such knowledge to these educated men. And they were so astonished. They were so impressed with his abilities. My, what a beautiful, just a child at 12 years old. What a beautiful child that Jesus was. Amen. Woo! He was beautiful all the days that he walked upon this earth. Oh, blind Bartimaeus, what do you desire? That I might see. You're healed. You're healed. Your faith has made you whole. Woo! Somebody touch me. You're healed. Glory! He was beautiful for situation! Oh, my friend, that is why that whenever that little lady who had had that issue of blood, what was it, Pastor, 12 years, I believe it was, she had spent all Brother gave that she had. Oh, but she said within herself, let me tell you, I don't want to preach a half hour on this one point right here that I got right here, but Brother Wendell, what you say to yourself makes a big difference. Come on now. If you came to church tonight expecting and thinking to yourself, it's always boring and it'll be boring again. You know how it is. I'd say it's been pretty boring to you. Come on! But if you said within yourself, oh, we're going to go and have church down there at the Holiness Church. We're going to go and worship the Lord. I'd say you've enjoyed it tonight. Amen. My friend, it matters what you say within yourself. Oh, and she had heard about the beauty of Jesus. Not that he was desirous by the fleshly eye. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that she heard he was so beautiful that she said within herself, if I could but just touch him, I know I'd be healed. Woo! Oh, Brother Junior. Oh, she was willing. I don't know how she ended up there on the ground, boys. Maybe somebody knocked her down. Maybe she was just humble and trying to get there. I don't know what it was. Oh, but Brother Thompson, if she made up her mind, if I can just touch him. Yeah. And when she did, she was whole. Yeah. Woo! That's beautiful. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, I'm thinking, after he had done so much, walked upon this earth in such a beautiful way, he was beautiful for so many people's situation, but yet the devil has a plan to take good people with good minds and good experiences, people that had already seen him and experienced him, and got them thinking, brother, of what an evil, terrible person that he was. And they begin to cry out for his crucifixion. Amen. Yeah, and oh, how Pilate said, take him and scourge him. Just take him and beat him. Just take him and whip him with the whips. Maybe that'll satisfy him. Just let them release some of their anger upon him. And so they did. And oh, my friend, what a terrible, sad, disturbing, ugly sight that it is through our eyes naturally, carnally, to see him as they took those whips and they whipped him. Oh, how his flesh came open. Oh, how the blood spilled. Oh, the terrible pain. And yet he stood there thinking, I'm paying the price for my children's healing. Oh, it may be a couple thousand years from now, but there's going to be somebody at a little church in Linwood, Cincinnati, that's going to have an infirmity, that's going to have a problem physically. And oh, if I can defeat this, if I can conquer this, if I can overcome this, if I will pay the price, they will receive their healing by my stripes. Woo! He stood there, and as they whipped him, he opened not his mouth. Beautiful for situation. Beautiful for situation. Oh, my friend, it is beyond my understanding. I won't lie to you and act like I've got this all figured out. I can't understand this, Pastor. He was all God standing there. Yet he was all man standing there. Don't you know he had a lot of things to say? Don't you know thoughts was crossing his mind? Don't you know the things that was coming across him to say to those soldiers there whipping him? But he opened not his mouth. He is beautiful for situation. Woo! The Lord spoke to us some time ago, spoke to my heart that we was to make a trip to Hawaii, the island of Oahu. There, it's the island that Honolulu was on. He sent us there to a place we had never been to before. It was amazing how the Lord did it. I'm a holiness preacher. Can't afford to take no Hawaiian vacation. That's way beyond any normal, sensible holiness, full-time holiness preacher's way of taking vacations, surely. Oh, and that was not a vacation. He sent us there to a church. We didn't know where it was. We didn't know how we'd get there. It was amazing. One miracle after the other that we ended up there in that church. And there, the pastor explained, there was a couple hundred people there, and they were all but one man, Hawaiian native people. There was no other white people there but one other white person. So you can, they're all Hawaiian natives, and you can understand, we was feeling a little bit uncomfortable. We could feel a whole lot of stares upon us, and it was feeling a little, but I knew that Jesus had sent us there. And so the pastor asked us, having never seen me before, having never heard of me or met me before or anything like that, he just said, the Lord has spoke to me to ask you, brother, to give us your testimony. Now, he didn't know nothing about a testimony. You know what I'm talking about, because you all have heard my testimony. Amen? Oh, but my, this man had never seen me. He had no idea what he was saying. He just knew the Lord had spoke to him and told him to tell me to give my testimony. And so I began to tell them about that terrible car wreck back in 96. I told them how that I was, my optical nerve was severed and I was diagnosed for being blind the rest of my life. I explained to them how that my left side was partially paralyzed, completely useless, and said I would be that way the rest of my life. I explained to them how that my mouth was wired shut for many months, and I had lost so much weight and I was so weak, and the doctors had explained that my brain injury was so severe that I had brain damage way beyond any repair, and I would never be able to talk in a complete sentence again the rest of my life. And then I began to explain to them time after time, situation after situation, how Jesus was beautiful for it and how that Jesus healed me. And I'm standing before you today, not holding on to anything, because Jesus is beautiful for situation. Woo! Cincinnati Eye Institute is amazed and bewildered that that optical nerve was severed. But I've got 20/20 vision. I'm looking at you. How in the world did that happen? Jesus is beautiful for situation! Woo! Oh, my friends, while I was talking to them and telling them my testimony, the pastor, I'd already noticed there was a gentleman over here in his 50s in a wheelchair. His mouth was open. He was drooling out the side of his mouth. He was obviously very crippled in very bad condition. In no way is there anything jokingly funny or anything about this man's condition. I just assumed that he was probably born that way, born severely mentally retarded. I didn't know. He looked in pitiful condition. The pastor brought him up to the front. When he did, at least 100 people came out of the pews as quick as they could and come to him and began to cry and pray, touching him and believing for him. Well, the Lord wants me and you to understand something right here. He is beautiful for situation. When I said he is beautiful for situation, not Brother Doug, not Pastor Helton, not Brother Sean, not Brother Gabe, not Brother Todd. Jesus, our Lord, is beautiful for situation. Amen. Oh, my friend, what I want you to understand is I never got within 30 feet of that gentleman when they prayed for him. I wanted to get the oil and anoint him and pray for him. I didn't know, you know, his situation. I could see that he was in very bad condition. I wanted to, you know, touch him in the name of Jesus. But I didn't have that opportunity. They prayed. They cried. They put him back over there. And the pastor got up and said, "Brother, it is not a coincidence or an accident that you are here today. Because this is our associate pastor. A few months ago, he was completely ran over by a car in a scooter, moped accident. And he has every injury that you spoke of that you had, he has this morning. Oh, I want to preach to you a little bit about the situation of Brother Turner. Oh, that morning they tell me his good wife, Sister Sweetie, she has told us all about how that morning he didn't want to come to church. It wasn't a matter of him getting up and couldn't wait to get to church. He did not feel good. He was very tired. It was so much hard work to get him cleaned up and get him dressed and get him to the church in his situation. This was not easy for anybody. And this was his first day back to church. Was that day that the Lord sent us there. Jesus is beautiful for situation. Come on now. Oh, but my friend, something on the inside of him, something on the inside of his family, that even though it was difficult, even though that he was quite a load and quite a problem to get him all ready and prepared and bring him to church, even though it was not easy for him and it was painful, yet there was something on the inside that was saying, "You've got to go. You've got to go. You've got to get him to church." When the Spirit of the Lord deals with you, don't question the Spirit. Question yourself, yes, but don't question God. Follow God all the way. The Holy Ghost ain't never been wrong yet. Amen. Oh, I'm sure, friend, there would have been good people if they was there that would have said, now, Brother Turner's family, let me explain. He's in a lot of pain. It's a bad morning. He doesn't need to go this morning. Just wait and take him next Sunday. Oh, my friend, as social services said to Tyler's foster mom just a few days ago, why don't you just let him die in peace? Oh, but something on the inside is saying, I know Jesus. And Jesus is beautiful for situations. Woo! When they got done praying with Brother Turner, I could see no visible change. 3 weeks later, we was back on the mainland, of course, in revival somewhere, I don't even remember where, when my cell phone rang in the middle of the night. They're 6 hours behind us, so it was just Saturday evening there, but it was quite late Saturday night where I was at. The phone rang, and as a grouchy preacher, "Hello." And in his very hard to understand Hawaiian native accent, he said, "This is Pastor Welch," or "Elder Welch." "This is Elder Welch." He said, "Brother Cornett, I knew you would want to know that in the morning, Brother Turner will be preaching his first message back in the pulpit." Brother Turner is completely healed tonight. Woo! He's doing better than I am, church. You know why? Because Jesus is beautiful for every situation. Woo! I believe I mentioned to you what he looked like. His eyes, you know, were kind of just rolled back. His mouth was open. He was drooling, Brother Todd, out of his mouth there. And it looked very pitiful to look at him. And Oh, but could I tell you that he's hoping service doesn't last too long tonight, because he is now a professor at the local Bible college. He already had a college education from before, and so now he has not gone back to his desk job that he had before, but he's teaching college Bible classes at a local Bible college. Oh, my friend, that sounds like he's been healed of severe brain damage. Come on now. Oh, my friend, they said that I would never talk in complete sentences again, but I'm somewhere in downtown Cincinnati telling folks, hey, our Lord, great is our Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. Woo! Get too bad for Jesus not to be beautiful. Let's see, was that be last Sunday night that we was there at Silver Springs? And then Silver Springs, New York, where Brother Tyler's foster family goes, of course. Brother Tyler has gotten saved. They was talking about how wonderful he's done. He was raised by a mother. He's never known his daddy. His mother would stay with whoever that would let her stay with them to give her drugs. A severe drug addict. When Tyler was taken away from her some 2.5 years ago and put into this home, at 14 years old, he was a drug addict. In trouble with the law. Very violent. A very unlikable person. Oh, but let me tell you something that you already know about the beauty of Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He makes you a brand new creature. You're not the same creature that you used to be. Amen? And oh, he was doing so good, saved, sanctified, living a good holiness life in the altars, seeking for the baptism. Whenever he was complaining of having a lot of headaches, severe headaches, oh, when the diagnosis came last Sunday night, whenever we was there in church with them, and the pastor turned it over for us to preach, I just read a little text and just started preaching a little bit. Whenever the foster mom jumped up and got the wheelchair and pushed him out back real fast, everybody in the church knew there was something wrong. Kind of dampens the spirit right there, you know, and the eagerness to preach right there. And I'm trying to just go on a little bit. Whenever she ran back in and she got the pastor's wife and some other folks, and they ran back out there, and it appeared that he was dead. Whenever he would just sit there with his eyes closed, of course, they had him tied in there so he would sit up. He was paralyzed all over his body as far as unable to move all of his body. Any of his body. And the only way that you knew that he was alive is that he breathed. But he went over 10 minutes without taking a breath. It seemed, it looked like he was dead. Ah, the whole church fell upon their knees and began to cry out to Jesus. Oh, there's times in my life. There's times in your life. There's times in your family. There's times in your church when no matter how good and how talented you are, it's going to take Jesus! And my friend, all of a sudden, Tyler took a big, deep breath. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is beautiful for situation! Now, understand that day after day, Missy mentioned he was getting a little bit better. Doing a little bit better. Things you could visibly see. Oh, how wonderful it was. Of course, we didn't have no microphone, and it was in a double-wide trailer and didn't have enough room to walk around like I am right now, Pastor, because, you know, there was some nights there was at least 60 of us there in that double-wide trailer having church. Lord have mercy! That's what I said too. Hey! But oh, how encouraging it was to look over there. He was lying there in a hospital bed in the living room. And oh, his eyes were open. And he'd smile. Oh, he'd move his hands a little bit. Move his feet a little bit. Jesus is beautiful for situation. Oh, my friend. And you know, I think my favorite night of being there in that home, I told you about his mother, how that they had taken him away from his mom. What a terrible drug addict, very immoral person that she was. And there in service, the pastor was up exhorting and speaking of, you know, it would be a good time to get saved. And I looked over there at her. She was holding Tyler's hand. And I saw a big tear go down her eye, down her cheek. And I said, "Hey, let's pray." And she did. She just started crying. And she just started praying. And she prayed and she prayed and she prayed. Oh, I hope, friend, that she has prayed completely through, because I want you to know the most beautiful thing that happened in all of Tyler's great and wonderful miracles is that his birth mom, that drug addict immoral lady, got saved! Woo! My Jesus is beautiful for situation! Would you stand with me? Woo! Somebody give him praise. Somebody worship him. Worship the beauty of our Lord. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. Woo! We certainly understand throughout the scriptures that it is his will that we ask of him. It is his will that we tell him our heart's desires, that we talk to him about our cares and cast our cares upon him. That's his will. You know,
yes, praise God.
We read here, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. When Jesus taught those folks how they should learn to pray, he taught them to say, "Hallowed be thy name." To start off with praise. Oh, my friend, I want to ask everybody that's able to come around the altars, these front pews, make an altar somewhere. But before tonight you ask him of anything, I want you to promise yourself that you'll take a few minutes just to praise his beauty. Oh, don't look at him with the carnal eyes. Don't look at Linwood Faith Tabernacle with carnal eyes. Don't look at Pastor Helton. What a beautiful man. Well, now, Sister Charlotte might disagree with me and you, but, you know, with the carnal eye, I don't see a lot of beauty there. Come on now. Oh, but my friends, when I look with my spiritual eyes, I see a man that has came through the storm. I see a man that has pastored such a wonderful group of people. I see a man that has faith to trust God. When you look at Jesus, don't look at him through your fleshly eyes. Look at him through spiritual eyes. And agree with the scriptures. He's beautiful for your situation. You know, whenever you begin to ask him for things, I want you to include in your prayers tonight, Tyler, that the Lord would bring him completely through, give him a complete healing. It is so remarkably beautiful to see how far the Lord has brought him, but he is still bedfast. He is still having trouble putting words together. Oh, would you come around, praise the Lord, and then cast all your cares upon him, and whenever you ask of him, would you include Tyler in your prayers tonight? Come on and let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful Savior! Great is the Lord! Greatly to be praised!
Thank you.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
He's beautiful!